the gap theory, and the flood. This is Ken Ham on a mission to strengthen the global church with God's word. This week we've been looking at the idea of a gap between Genesis 1:1 and 1:2. According to the most common version of the gap theory, the rock layers and fossils were laid down during a so-called Lucifer's flood that occurred during this supposed gap. Now, there is absolutely no biblical evidence to support the idea of this supposed flood. Also, believing in this flood forces people to reinterpret the global flood of Noah's day. If the rock layers and fossils were laid down during this other flood, then Noah's flood left no mark on the world. It must have just been a local one instead of the catastrophic global deluge described in Genesis. Christians don't need to add a flood to Genesis to explain the rock layers. Noah's flood was the real flood.
Want to know more about the global flood of Noah's day? Visit our faith-building website to learn about geology and the global flood at answersingenesis.org.